As members of the Solid Waste Association of North America, known as SWANA, SWANA, recognize the week of June 17th as Waste and Recycling Workers Week, and whereas waste and recycling workers provide an essential service to keep Santa Rosa County clean, and whereas, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, there is a direct correlation between the eradication of many diseases and higher public sanitation standards resulting from effective garbage disposal.
By the way, Jake and I did not coordinate that the sanitation worker celebration week would be over the music of "Are You Gonna Go My Way?" Nice.
I love
sometimes,
it.
Sometimes a plan just comes together.
Yep.
Thank you, Lord. So you might be thinking to yourself, what? Back up, Terry. What does this, why am I listening to this? Who cares? Okay. I had the same reaction at first when I was listening to the county commission meeting and this came up. And then I thought to myself, you know what? No, Andrew, you're wrong. We should celebrate this part of our government, of our infrastructure, of our modern technology, all the things you want to call it, because there's, I mean, I'm trying to think. There's not an aspect of public works that is even remotely as important as sanitation workers. Because, listen, having clean water and getting rid of waste is a massively important function. And I didn't know that I was going to tune in and hear this morning. No, but bear with me. If you want to look at like medical innovation over the last, several thousand years, the number one source of life-saving, life quality improvement and prolongation of the duration of people's lives, lifespan enhancement, indoor plumbing. You can't even argue. It's washing your hands and having clean water and getting rid of waste. I get it. It probably doesn't seem like the most thrilling and exciting topic, but let me tell you, when it's not done properly or when it's not done at all, it's not just inconvenient and smelly. It's life and death. You think about all the disease that ran around through the cities in the Middle Ages and before. And then finally in the, early part of the 20th century, we get indoor plumbing. I mean, most people didn't even have indoor plumbing until like the 50s. There's a lot of, it took a long time to really get. And now you just take it for granted. Nobody has to go to the well to get the water, and Jimmy's not going to fall down the well for last. They have to find him. Like, that's a minor note. But the point is true that clean water and washing your hands and washing of utensils and washing of clothes and all of these things that contribute to keeping you safer and cleaner have made a massive impact on the quality of life. And then sanitation, getting rid of the bad stuff afterwards. I mean, really, I was glad that they took a minute to celebrate these folks, because they are vitally important service workers in any country, and ours especially.
And whereas the often thankless work of waste disposal is done by the selfless men and women employed at the Santa Rosa County Central Landfill, who work in all types of environments and at a risk to themselves to provide solid waste services to protect our communities and to prevent disease and pollution to our soil, water, air. And whereas it is appropriate to recognize and celebrate the value of our solid waste employees for their commitment to our residents, businesses, and communities and their contributions to the safety, health, and welfare of our residents.
Absolutely. I mean, at least as important as doctors. Sir, if you think about the health impact of all your, sewage and sanitation workers and solid waste folks, and the impact of all of your doctors and nurses, who we love and appreciate dearly, if the one went away and the other didn't, who would have a major negative impact on our culture? And, there's a reason I wanted to talk about this. Kaz Simoniak, I think is his name. He's the environmental manager for Santa Rosa County.
I just want to say thank you to you all for taking time today to recognize the team. And I'm happy to hear that you guys have recognized our facility and how how hard we work to make it that nice, and that the citizens have also expressed how nice it is. But I don't want to just thank the people here today, but also the rest of the team back at the landfill and the other facilities. So I appreciate that, and I want to say that we do love our stinking jobs. So thanks for this. Appreciate that.
Yeah, and again, you know, in the category of thanking people who probably never get much public recognition for doing a very, very dirty job that you don't want to do, thank you. I do appreciate it. In both counties, all the great work that's done by these folks. 6:15 here on News Radio Pensacola. Jake's got traffic on the fives.
I've been called a solid waste worker before, but not so much in those
not
terms.
Not in those exact words?
Yeah, not exactly.
Synonyms, maybe.
Yeah, the delivery was a little different. Highway 29 South, you're not seeing any problems coming out of Cantonment through Inslee. I-10 and I-110 are checking in clear right now. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is flowing smoothly. If you're coming out of Milton on Highway 90 through Pace, I don't see any accidents reported there. And looks like, we're all good on the west side. Warrington, all that is looking good. So if you see anything out there on the roadways, you can always let us know on our traffic tip line. That number is, what is our number again? Is it just 437-1620? Yeah, we don't use the 262-6111.
Yeah, it's there. You can use it if you want to.
Sure. Okay, all right. For old school listeners, 262-6111. Right now, that we're looking good, though. Let us know if you see anything. I'm Jake Walker with Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. You know, if you've got pests, you've got termites, you've got rodents, you've got mosquitoes, you got spiders, you got, I don't know, millipedes. You know, fire ants, whatever the case may be, call NSIC. They'll come out and they'll figure out what the problem is. They'll identify it with photos. They'll give you a recommended course of action if you agree, because then you say, is that worth the price? And then you do it, and then they'll take photos afterwards, and then everybody's happy, right? That's the idea. Fire ants, they've got a program that takes just one treatment, bonds at the soil for a full year. So that's $25 off for that annual fire ant contract right now. Also, mosquitoes, they have a management plan that identifies the mosquitoes creating the problem, customizes a monthly service visit to effectively reduce the mosquito population in your yard, and of course, any other kind of pest as well. $50 off new annual pest control customers. Some restrictions apply. Estimates are always free. Sign up today or just get more information at NSEC, ENSEC.net.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South Pro.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
Stop by their Pensacola showroom to see their products in action.
Like sports, music, computers, or animals?
So do children who are awaiting adoption.
Families First Network is the connection between children who wait in foster care and families who adopt.
As the trusted partner for adoptions in Northwest Florida, Families First Network connects adoptive families with training and support throughout the entire process.
Begin your journey by signing up for a free Zoom information session at familiesfirstnetwork.org.
That's familiesfirstnetwork.org.
Culver's knows that everyone appreciates a fresh meal that comes from the heart. They take great tasting burgers seriously. Culver's Butter Burger begins as fresh, never frozen beef seared to perfection, then topped with real Wisconsin cheese and a lightly buttered toasted bun. And for a limited time, the Pretzel House Pub Burger is back. Visit Culver's today. Mobile Highway at Softly Field, Bayou Boulevard at Cordova, and Highway 90 in Milton. Third-party delivery is now available with DoorDash and Uber Eats. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
It's hurricane season, and when a storm threatens our region, News Radio Pensacola has complete around-the-clock coverage you can count on. Our award-winning news team will be tracking the storm's every move, providing regular updates on the storm's path, intensity, and potential impacts. You can listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
This hurricane information is brought to you by DeFranco Gas. Get your home or business storm ready. Install or maintain your generator with DeFranco Gas. DeFranco Gas does all things gas.
2017, Congressman Matt Gaetz forms a close friendship with future convicted sex trafficker Joel Greenberg, who says they had a unique synergy. Greenberg reportedly uses a sugar daddy app to find college girls and pays for sex on the congressman's behalf. That's a close friendship with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Our first remembrance is for Cable News Network, more commonly known as CNN. Unfortunately, after decades of reliable favoritism towards our denomination, the causes dear to us Wokeites, and full advocacy for the people of the Holy Acronym String, our once faithful partner in culture shaping has abandoned its duty. As you are all painfully aware, CNN and its star thought leaders Jake Tapper and Dana Bash recently moderated the most abysmal presidential debate in American history, a catastrophe so total that it may well have handed the presidency back to him who shall not be named. And what was the nature of CNN's grave sin? Allowing the debate to take place at all, let alone all the ways in which they contributed to the debacle it became. We all know that dear leader Biden is no longer mentally fit for office. This has been obvious for several years and is the reason his press conferences are scripted. The reporters are called on in order by picture. He doesn't do live interviews or press conferences, and everything possible has been done to hide his physical infirmities from the public eye, especially as he walks to Marine One or stumbles up the kiddie stairs onto Air Force One. That's why CNN had a duty to protect the president from himself, ideally by not hosting such a debate at all. But at least if they were going to do it in such a way that kept Biden's secret safe from those silly American voters. Moreover, Tapper and Bash directly failed in their duty to fact-check the former liar-in-chief during his dozens of erroneous claims, especially when they knew that Grandpa Joe was not going to have the assistance of his precious note cards or an aide in his ear supplying him with those key facts or a teleprompter to read answers from. Also, CNN callously enabled the American people to see Mr. Biden on the split screen, which revealed many of the blank stare and elder moments that made it impossible to simply blame his poor performance on a cold or a jet lag or being overprepared or simply not feeling great. Finally, they foolishly held the debate at 9 o'clock in the evening, extending it to nearly 11 o'clock by the end, putting the president a full 7 hours outside his well-known awake and alert window of 10 to 4. Debating 3 hours after the buffeting hour? No, CNN, you should have known better in a dozen different ways, and it was your duty to protect our beloved 46th president from the prying eyes of the American electorate, just like ABC News and George Stephanopoulos are preparing to do this weekend with a taped and carefully edited interview on This Week. We owe this man everything. He brought us gay marriage, pushing Obama into advocacy before he was ready. He brought us the Violence Against Women Act. He gave us the first black female vice president and Supreme Court justice, and he even brought us student loan forgiveness. And you couldn't protect him from the cameras for an hour and a half? Shame on you, CNN. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, the United States Supreme Court, or at least Justices John Roberts, Neil Gorsuch, Samuel Alito, Clarence Thomas, Brett Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett, who recently ruled that presidents are completely immune from prosecution for crimes they commit in using their core powers and are presumptively immune from prosecution for crimes they commit in using their non-core powers as well. Now, following the apparent loss of the White House due to CNN's treasonous debate failure, meaning that he who shall not be named will surely become president again, we now stand utterly horrified at the indemnification given to him to commit virtually any atrocity and suffer no consequences for it. But there is a silver lining to this dark cloud of jurisprudential malpractice. Our current president now needs have no fear that anything he does to misuse his power will come back to haunt him, since he too enjoys such immunity. Imagine what a man like Joe Biden can do with this sort of kingly impunity. Instead of being worried what the next president might do with such power, get excited about what the current president might do with it. Instead of worrying the next president will pervert justice or try to subvert an election or misuse the military, let's get there first. That's right, the court has inadvertently given President Biden the very tools he needs in order to stop the personified threat to democracy his opponent represents from getting elected at all. I don't really know what shape these actions will take, but whatever it takes to defeat the evil one, do it, and do it fast before anyone sees it coming. You have all the immunity you need, and besides, as the Robert Hur report showed, even if our dear leader does something really, really bad, no one will believe it because he looks too incompetent to do things like that. And since we're on the subject, why not use this same core powers immunity to take care of the Supreme Court problem too? I mean, we've always been in favor of benevolent tyranny, our belief that properly enlightened monarch-like rulers do the right thing for the right reasons if only we can get them into suitable positions of power. Perhaps on second thought, we should consider this ruling a blessing in disguise. So let's use it before we lose it in an election. Way to go, Supreme Court. You've given us the very power we always craved, but never thought we'd have, so we can fundamentally transform the United States of America, to quote from our previous presidential savior, Saint Barack. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, we are so thrilled to once again offer our heartfelt praise for one of the most progressive companies on the planet, Lego. Yes, the Danish maker of those delightfully interlocking bricks upon which one must never step with bare feet, recently took another step to help usher in the gilded age of sexual enlightenment and advance the glorious rainbow agenda. As you well know, last month was Pride Month, a 30-day celebration of the holy acronym string. To celebrate, LEGO created a Pride Parade video on Instagram showing all the happy possibilities in a world of rainbow-flavored minifigs. It showed a drag queen in an elaborate headdress getting ready to strut their stuff on stage, joined by a gay cowboy, a butch lesbian, and a cosplayer with wings jumping down a giant rainbow slide to join their fellow revelers on a dance party Roomba on the floor below. I know, it's very exciting. They were joined by two blue-haired grandma lesbians, a rainbow assortment of synchronized swimmer minifigs, and to top it all off, or bottom it all off if you prefer, they openly embraced the world of furries, with figures featuring animal heads on bodies covered in alternately fur or pajamas, as is the fashion these days. Yes, once again, the thought leaders at LEGO have helped us add to the holy acronym string, which as of today at 12.05 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, has officially been expanded to LGBTQ2SIA+F. For furries. All hail the holy diversity and the Danish brick geniuses who bring it to life daily in boldly colored plastic. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Before you depart today, please stretch out your hands towards Sister Kavina, who has worked up enough strength to join us in person this morning, despite Zaire's recent run-in with the patriarchy. Sister Kavina was politely minding other people's business in school last week, you know, correcting them on their pronouns, chastising other students for their microaggressions, and encouraging them to breathe less heavily in a collective effort to save the environment from that deadly killer contaminant gas, carbon dioxide. So, you know, normal stuff. When a boy walked right up to her and asked her to the dance. Well, the audacity of him assuming she was straight. Unbelievable. I mean, she happens to be straight, and that's okay, not everybody can be perfect, but it was so binary of him to just assume it, and even dared to say she looked nice that day. I know, it's ghastly. Well, do be reassured the authorities have dealt with this dangerous young man, but Kavina has not been the same since. So, as you extend your hand toward her, say a silent mantra for healing that she may be fully well again soon. Refreshments this week are provided by Hungry Hungry Hypos, the all-natural supplement powder specially formulated for even the most severe hypochondriacs. Realizing that our members worry about everything, Hungry Hungry Hypos created super healthy beet powder to ward off anything that might ail you. It can be added to an herbal tea, mixed into your smoothie, or even sprinkled on your lab-grown imitation meat product. Hungry Hungry Hypos, you can really taste the overinflated fear.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otheren, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.
628 News Radio Pensacola. Jake has got traffic for us. Jake.
All right. We're still looking great on our roadways. Nothing to tell you about. No accidents reported by FHP. Looks like Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is flowing smoothly. Highway 29 coming out of Milton and Pace is looking good. Davis Highway is clear from the I-10 overpass through Creighton, Brenton, Fairfield. 9 Mile is accident-free and not showing any delays in Carr City. If you do see anything out there on the roadways, let us know about it. 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with the traffic on the 5.
Thanks, Jake. Steve Taylor's in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. Steve?
Well, good morning. The opening bell rings this morning on Wall Street, reopening after the Independence Day holiday. Stocks closed mixed on Wednesday as the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ both hit new records. Looking ahead, investors are are also awaiting the release of today's June's jobs report. Most economists expect a decline in job creation from last May's 272,000. And President Biden says he plans on getting more sleep. The president met with a group of Democratic governors on Wednesday. He says he plans to stop scheduling events after 8 p.m. so he can get more rest. Multiple reports say Biden was trying to reassure the governors about his ability to win against former President Trump in the upcoming November election. And that's what's happening.
Nothing reassures me more than a president who clocks off at 8 o'clock in the evening. Yeah, you think the transgressor stuff, I make it up. I don't make it up. These are all real stories, you know, and just it's amazing. All right, 6:30 here on News Radio Pensacola. Hey, coming up at 7:35 this morning, we're going to continue our series on Meet Your Tenant Commands. You can hear from the commanding officer at Naval Hospital Pensacola. That's going to be really interesting. I mean, you know, really, I think you'll be surprised. All the things you maybe don't know about Naval Hospital Pensacola, but that'll be at 7:35.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. You've got me. I mean it, says President Biden, with America watching his every move on the balcony overlooking 4th of July fireworks. The president prepping for battleground states and a big taped interview with ABC. Democrats calls for him to drop out of the presidential race. Still a trickle, not a river. 4th of July surprise for England. Again, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak called a snap election and the Conservative government lost.
I will now head down to London, where I will say more about tonight's result. Before I leave the job of Prime Minister, to which I have given my all.
Labour Party leader Keir Starmer, meeting King Charles at Buckingham Palace. He'll take over after moving his party from the left to the centre. What was the green slime-looking stuff spreading across Miami Airport Concourse G? Airport says not glycol, a leak from the AC system. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 6:31, 82 degrees right now and sunny. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio Pensacola. An 11-year-old Alabama girl and a 31-year-old Pensacola woman were seriously injured in a crash yesterday morning in Santa Rosa County. It happened about 9:55 a.m. on I-10 West at mile marker 39. The crash involved only one vehicle, a pickup truck. The 31-year-old woman was driving while the 11-year-old Florella girl and 45-year-old Florella woman were the passengers. Life Flight helicopters were called to assist in transporting them to an area hospital. Their injuries were not life-threatening. A teenager is facing drug trafficking charges in Okaloosa County. The sheriff's office announced yesterday that 18-year-old Jaquan Tassin and two others were arrested on Wednesday. Deputies found him, 22-year-old Mario Lee, and 33-year-old Kayvon Seals at a home in Crestview on Sabre Drive. They also found fentanyl, cocaine, crack, and pot. The 18-year-old Tassin is facing charges that includes trafficking in fentanyl. Seals is charged with possession of cocaine with intent to distribute, and Lee is charged with possession of a controlled substance. Well, there was another data breach in our area, this one affecting the Alabama public school system. The Alabama Department of Education says back on June 17th, their IT teams had noticed something funky going on there and were able to interrupt a hack attempt. Unfortunately, some data was breached before they could shut it down.
You know, like others that have been hit, other public schools have been hit, agencies, hospitals, businesses, and this has become, unfortunately, almost commonplace across our country.
That's Superintendent Eric Mackey. Here locally, there have been confirmed cyber attacks affecting the city of Pensacola, Ascension Sacred Heart Hospital, and the Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court's office. We're in store for a dangerously hot day again here in our area. The National Weather Service has a heat advisory in effect from 10 a.m. today till 8 p.m. from the Big Bend area all the way through our area. Heat indexes values up to 112 are expected, which could cause heat illness. The National Weather Service advises drinking plenty of fluids, staying in an air-conditioned room, staying out of the sun, and checking on relatives and neighbors. Also, a coastal flood advisory is in effect for Escambia, Okaloosa, and Santa Rosa counties from 1 p.m. this afternoon through 1 a.m. on Sunday. Let's check the forecast from Channel 3.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first warning weather update. We are going to be seeing a small chance of rain this afternoon, 30% chance overall. Temperatures warming up quickly this afternoon with a high near 93, temperatures feeling like the triple digits. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78. For our Saturday, 50% chance of rain with a high near 94. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 79. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thanks, Brooke. Right now, let's check in with Jake Walker for Traffic on the Fives.
All right.
Good morning.
Looks like our roadways are still looking good. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre, not seeing any slowdowns there. I-10 and I-110 are at posted speeds. If you're coming out of Milton and Pace this morning on Highway 90, not showing any accidents there. Looking here around town, 9 Mile is accident-free, no delays in Carr City. Lilly and Jackson Navy, New Warrington, all accident-free. Cervantes is clear through the curve on Scenic Highway. And Longleaf Drive, Pine Forest Road, North Blue Angel Parkway, all checking in clear. If you do see anything out there on the roadway slowing you down, let us know about it. You can call our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks, Jake. Right now it's warming up 82 degrees in Pensacola. It's 80 in Gulf Breeze and 80 also in Milton at 635. The next news is at 7, breaking news anytime. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. A Delta flight from Detroit to Amsterdam has been diverted to New York's Kennedy Airport when passengers were served spoiled food. A spokesperson for the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, which runs the airport, said 14 of the plane's 277 passengers, as well as 10 crew members, were treated by medical personnel when the flight landed. None of them required hospitalization. Delta said it would investigate the incident. General Motors will pay nearly $146 million in penalties to the federal government because nearly 6 million of its older vehicles don't comply with emissions and fuel economy standards. The Environmental Protection Agency said its testing showed the GM pickups and SUVs emit 10% more carbon dioxide than GM's initial compliance testing claimed. The EPA says the vehicles will remain on the road and cannot be repaired. Futures are slightly higher. Wednesday, the Dow Industrials lost 23. That's Your Money Now.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates, now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates, leave the numbers to the experts.
Hello, this is Don Spencer, Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller. The clerk's office requires a leader that knows the entire office and its operations. That is why I'm endorsing Jason English as our next clerk of court. Jason has 18 years experience in the court system, 3 as my chief deputy clerk. As I retire, he's the only candidate with the education and experience to successfully operate this office. Please join me on August 20th and elect Jason English as our next clerk of court and comptroller. Thank you.
Paid for and approved by Jason English, Republican, Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller.
You know, if you're thinking about that next vehicle and trying to decide where you want to go to buy it, or even if it's time yet, or what's out there and how much will it cost, hey, all good questions. Just kind of get information, you know, before you make a decision, you get good information. Go to Frontier Motors and look around. They've got about 300 different cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, Jeeps, trucks, sports cars on the lot, and you can compare them all side by side without having to drive around town to 5 or 6 different places to see the ones that you're interested in. See them all right next to each other. Sit in them all. Drive them all. Drive as many as you like. Drive 5 or 6. Drive something outside of your category. You know, you drive a Jeep maybe for the first time in your life and see, yep, that's why I don't want a Jeep. Or, man, that's kind of fun. What are these ducks all about? You know, like, who knows? You might find something interesting. But that's why Frontier Motors is there, to give you the options, the kind of the buffet of cars that you can sample from, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola. 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Oh man, that's the Five Iron Frenzy I didn't know I needed this morning. I love it. That's good stuff. Good to have you back for a day, Jake, while John is off, and you know, just it is good. And your musical sensibilities, I always love them. So
it's about all I got going for me now.
So this week, the president gave out a Medal of Honor at a ceremony. This was on Wednesday.
The very first recipients of the Medal of Honor were a small band known as Andrews Raiders, named for a spy for the Union Army, James Andrews, who led one of the most daring operations in the entire Civil War. Every soldier who joined that mission was awarded the Medal of Honor, except for two. Two soldiers who died because of that operation but never received this recognition. Today, we right that wrong. Today, they finally received the recognition they deserve.
I didn't know this story, and I didn't know they were the first to receive the Medal of Honor, but very, very interesting story about these two men killed in this event that had never received it and were just given it posthumously this week.
Private George Wilson, born in Belmont County, Ohio. In his early 30s, not long after the Civil War began, he enlisted in the Union Army. He joined the 2nd Ohio Volunteer Infantry Regiment. He was a father, mechanic, and he was a hell of a debater. He always was ready to persuade, argue, and as one family member put it, dress anyone down if the need be.
You didn't catch the little bit of laughter there and him realizing praising the debater, right?
Private Philip Shadrach, born in Somerset County, Pennsylvania. By the time he was a teenager, Philip was an orphan, a laborer, did everything he could to get by. And from what we know, he was a free spirit, always searching for adventure, excitement, intrigue. In his early 20s, Philip enlisted, joining the Ohio regiment that George did, the same one.
And these were men who were willing to put their life on the line to save the country.
For Philip and George and their brothers in arms, serving our country meant serving our country, fighting and even dying to preserve the Union and the sacred values it was founded upon. Freedom, justice, fairness, unity. George and Philip were willing to shed their blood to make these ideals real.
So what was the nature of the mission?
It was April 7th, 1862. James Andrews, a Union spy who regularly sneaked behind Confederate lines, was preparing to lead a daring scheme. A group of 24 soldiers, including George and Philip, would travel 200 miles deep into the Confederate territory and steal a Confederate train near Atlanta, and drive it north to Chattanooga, just over the Georgia border, which Union troops were preparing to capture. That is Chattanooga.
And so what did they actually do throughout the process? I mean, this is, honestly, when I was reading about this story as getting more information, what I thought to myself is this needs to be a movie. They did make a movie about it. Disney actually made a movie about this called The Great Locomotive Chase. And which I had not heard of and had not seen and now very much want to watch, but this is an amazing story.
Along the train journey, they would destroy enemy bridges, railroad tracks, telegraph lines, disrupting communications and vital supply lines, sabotaging the railroad that the Confederate Army used to move troops. All of that would make the Union capture Chattanooga much more likely, and that would cut off the Confederate Army from both Ohio and Mississippi River valleys, a huge strategic victory. could bring the war to a swift end.
So they went into deep Confederate territory. The plan was to steal a locomotive and then to pause periodically to rip up the tracks behind them as they're running away from the other people using the tracks to try to catch up to them. It's an amazing thing.
The risk of this mission and the risk of all this mission were enormous. If caught, they would certainly be killed. Philip, George, all the men were given a chance to walk away. Not one of them did. Not one of them walked away. Instead, they changed into civilian clothes, got a few hours sleep, and set out for Georgia.
So what happened?
Several days later, nearly all of them, including George and Philip, made it to the rendezvous point, a train station just north of Atlanta. They gathered at midnight and waited until morning when the conductor and passengers disembarked for breakfast. That's when they made their move. Quickly and quietly, they detached three boxcars and a locomotive, hopped in, began moving at full speed north to Tennessee.
They stole the train while the dudes were having breakfast. By the way, they had tried this previously, and the challenge was getting somebody to actually operate the train. And when they showed up at the destination to try to do this, they didn't rendezvous with their operator, and they had to basically flee back and couldn't pull it off the first time they tried it. We'll come back to this in a second because it's an amazing story. Jake's got traffic on the fives.
This traffic report brought to you by Progressive Insurance. We're looking good. Highway 29 is accident-free through the Atmore Cutoff in Molino through Cantonment. Highway 90 is clear out of Milton and Pace. Highway 98, Gulf Breeze and Navarre is good. Cervantes is clear through the curve on Scenic. And looks like Gregory Street, Garden Street, Palafox all checking in clear. If you see anything out there, let me know. 437-1620. Progressive Insurance offers you auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options. Visit progressive.com today. That's progressive.com. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you've got a home improvement project of any sort that you need to work on, whether you made a hole where there shouldn't be one with fireworks yesterday, or any kind of other problem that you've got in your house, or you want to do a home improvement, or maybe you build houses for a living. I don't know. Everybody's got needs, all different kinds of needs. Go to Pensacola Hardware. They will take care of you. Not only have the stuff you need, not only have it in stock, like they're not going to have to order something. They've got it in stock because they know what you're going to need. They've been doing this long enough where they know. But they can give you great advice and teach you how to do the thing more effectively. Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street, helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851. A business that's actually older than this incident we're talking about. Like before the Civil War, they have been around. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street. Back to the Medal of Honor ceremony with the president. So they go, they steal this train from the Confederates. They're trying to get it back near to Chattanooga and rip up track as they go along, which is not an easy thing to do. You have to really, that's not like just a moment's activity, right?
Almost immediately, the problems were increased. Rain made it nearly impossible to burn the tracks and the bridges along the way. There were other trains on the track that were not supposed to have been there, slowing them down considerably. By then, Confederate forces were in hot pursuit, but George and Philip and the rest of the raiders didn't quit. They kept going nearly for 7 hours, destroying as much track as they could along the way and cutting as many telegraph wires as they could. They almost made it to Georgia. But about 15 miles from Chattanooga, they ran out of fuel, and the Confederates closed in.
Yeah, the bit about the trains is interesting because trains were coming from the opposite direction, so they'd have to basically pull over on the siding and let them pass, hoping they didn't figure out what was going on. And they'd been cutting telegraph wires so that they couldn't radio ahead, basically, or communicate ahead to tell them that this was happening. So this is an unbelievable story.
The raiders took off on foot, running and hiding in the woods. They survived there for weeks, but one by one, Confederate soldiers, supporters, and their bloodhounds rounded them up. They were taken to a Confederate prison, held in a tiny underground room, chained by their necks and their wrists, starved. Still, the men remained unbowed and unbroken. Eventually, eight escaped. Six were exchanged for Confederate prisoners. The rest, including Philip and George, were tried as spies, and both sentenced to death.
Which is, of course, what you would expect. It was almost amazing that any of the other ones were able to survive the experience for various reasons, right?
And that fateful day came. As they approached the gallows, Philip and George still stood tall. A crowd gathered around them, Private Wilson turned to face the crowd, summoned the ultimate measure of grace. And according to reports from that day, this is what he said. He looked at the crowd and he said he believed they were wrong, but he did not harbor hostility toward the people of the South. He said it was not them, but their leaders who were responsible for the rebellion. And he said the time would come when the Union would be restored and the American flag would wave over the entire nation once again.
See, whenever there's a Medal of Honor ceremony, I try to always watch them and share with you the stories because not just because it's military. I mean, yes, because it's military, but I'm a believer in hero stories. I think we see so much depravity and shallowness and stupidity celebrated on social media, let alone regular media, that, you cannot eat away a culture from the inside by promoting the stupidest parts of it and not lose the entire thing in the process. You've got to promote hero stories. You've got to tell stories of valor and dignity and restraint and virtue and bravery and principle again and again and again so that people get those fixed in their minds and become inspired by them.
Attention to orders. The President of the United States of America, authorized by Act of Congress, March 3rd, 1863, has posthumously awarded in the name of Congress the Medal of Honor to Private Philip G. Shadrach and Private George D. Wilson, United States Army, for conspicuous gallantry and intrepidity at the risk of their life above and beyond the call of duty. Private Philip G. Shadrach and Private George D. Wilson distinguished themselves by acts of gallantry and intrepidity above and beyond the call of duty while serving with the 2nd Ohio Volunteer Infantry in Georgia on 12 April, 1862.
And then he gives a brief recount, as they do, of the events.
Private Shadrach and Private Wilson were two of 22 Andrews Raiders who, by direction of Major General Ormsby M. Mitchell, penetrated nearly 200 miles south into enemy territory. Upon capturing a railroad train at Big Shanty in Georgia, the group set out to complete their mission of disrupting enemy supply lines by destroying bridges and tracks between Chattanooga and Atlanta. Private Shadrach and Private Wilson's gallant actions in close contact with the enemy were in keeping with the highest traditions of military service and reflect great credit upon themselves, the Army of the Ohio, and the United States Army.
Absolutely. And, of course, President Biden then gave the Medal of Honor to the descendants of the two men because they died. And this is finally done posthumously, even though the original participants who lived had been given the Medals of Honor. Like, this was the original Medal of Honor that was given a long time ago for this. So I just wanted to share that with you because I thought it was an amazing story that I had not heard before, despite there having been a movie about it. And like I said, literally my thought was, this needs to be a movie. Well, it was. Maybe we can make two. Maybe we can make another one. I don't know. Why not? Hey, if you are thinking about getting a different education, changing career paths, just want to pick up a couple of credits, or you might be a high school student who wants to pursue dual enrollment, which means you get college credit while you're taking high school courses. Pensacola State College is fantastic at this. Like, I've interacted with PSC a lot since we've lived here, but especially in the last about 5 years since I've got two boys who have gone there for their, before they go to university, dual enrollment as high school students, about 3 years each doing high school and college at the same time, which meant they wound up in high school or in college ultimately with a year and a half of college credit under their belt. Teachers they love, teachers who were teacher-oriented. You know, community colleges are great for teaching. And also, like, flexible schedules, lots of different alternatives for class times, and accommodating student needs, whatever those might be. Like, I'm a huge fan of PSC. Great resource for the traditional or the non-traditional student. Campuses in Pensacola, Warrington, Milton Century, South Santa Rosa Center, Downtown Pensacola, and Santa Rosa Industrial Park East. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future goals at pensacolastate.edu.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all you can eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Join Robbie Mott from Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Robbie will be sharing his years of expertise on cycling, how to select your perfect bike, best maintenance practices, on and off-road safety, plus the accessories you may need to provide you with the best overall biking experience. Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
It's the 2024 Blue Angels Air Show at the beach, and you can hear the narration right here on News Radio Pensacola. Bring your radio and tune in starting at 11, or stream it on your phone to hear the narration from the News Radio team, plus insights from former Blue Angels boss, Captain Greg McWhirter. This Blue Angels broadcast is brought to you by the Life View Group, Gray's Granite, and the Stewart Markey Group. Be sure to bring your radio to the beach to hear the Blue Angels on News Radio Pensacola.
On September 11th, 2001, an operations officer placed a call asking if a crew could be ready to fly. U.S. Naval Aviator Aaron Dimmock answered that call. Working largely in silence, Dimmock defended America. Now he's ready to answer the call yet again. Pro-Trump conservative Aaron Dimmock for Congress. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
This is absolutely gross. That boy is a P.I.G. pig.
Good morning, 6:56 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. John Pickens was running the board for the fireworks last night, so he did not have to work the night shift and then the morning shift back-to-back. So we have Jake with us again, Pep yes. Talk host Jake. What's going on in traffic, Jake?
Looks like we're good out there. I-10 and I-110 are checking in clear. If you're on Highway 98 east and westbound through Navarre and Gulf Breeze, you're not seeing any issues there. No slowdowns on Pine Forest or in Carr City. Mobile Highway is clear through Beulah. No delays on Burgess or Olive. And looks like 9 Mile is accident-free. If you do see anything out there on the roadways, let us know about it. 437-1620. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. Let's go into the newsroom now. Steve Taylor is standing by. Steve?
Well, good morning. A comment that President Biden made to Democratic governors during a meeting at the White House is making headlines. Multiple reports say Biden plans to stop scheduling events after 8 p.m. to get more sleep. This comes as Biden is hoping to reassure more than 20 governors about his ability to win against former President Trump in the upcoming November election. Well, multiple shark attacks have disrupted July 4th celebrations at South Padre Island in Texas. Local officials say in roughly in a two-hour period, four separate attacks were reported. One person was taken to a local hospital for a serious bite. The belief is a single shark is responsible for all of the incidents. Well, Willie Nelson's on the road again. Fans were worried about the 91-year-old country legend after he had to skip several dates in his outlaw music tour because of an unspecified illness. Well, yesterday, the fans were happy to see him back on the stage again in Camden, New Jersey for their 4th of July picnic, and he sounded basically like Willie Nelson, and that's what's happening.
All right. Thank you so much, Steve. I appreciate it. 6:58 here on News Radio Pensacola. Oh, I saw this story the other day, and I thought, I just don't even know what to do with this, but every once in a while, you know, science comes out with a thing, and you're like, what? Okay, so the study produced in the Journal of American Medical Association Network, Maryland's National Cancer Institute decided to test the theory that taking daily multivitamins makes you healthy. Do you take multivitamins, Jake?
I used to, but I don't anymore. Okay. Somebody told me you were just wasting it, basically.
I take like just the basic one a day kind of thing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's mm-hmm. the least possible I can do. So they tracked nearly 400,000 more or less healthy U.S. adults who took part in three major studies over 20 years. This is a meta study. It's a study of the studies. Looking specifically at their multivitamin use and how it affected longevity. Those who consume daily multivitamins did not exhibit a lower risk of death overall than those who remained vitaminless, and they also didn't show decreased mortality risk from cancer, heart disease, or cerebrovascular disease. In fact, those who took multivitamins each day showed a slight 4% uptick in mortality risk over the first years of the follow-up period. So multivitamins are killing you?
Local Talk in the Morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.